From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits workplace discrimination based on religion, but that law may not be as clear-cut as it sounds. The law mandates that employers should, quote, reasonably accommodate workers' religious beliefs as long as they don't create an undue burden for the company. That wording leaves a lot of room for interpretation in an increasingly diverse workplace. Reporter Leah Fleming has this story.
Hey, everybody. Hi. How are y'all? Happy Tuesday. I was so excited about this one.
Betsy Nicholson works in sales at the Atlanta-based mortgage company HomeBank. Today, about 20 employees have gathered, as they do twice a month, for life lessons over lunch.
What we've done is just created an open environment for you to come, bring friends, coworkers, to church, unchurched, it doesn't matter. But we just want to have an open environment for you to come and get a little bit of positive energy during your lunch hour. Tim, do you want to open us up in prayer?
An openness for prayer at HomeBank started several years ago under the leadership of CEO Patrick Flood. He is Christian, and as his faith grew, so did his vision of a faith-friendly workplace, complete with a prayer room, company chaplain, and support for time off for religious observances. It's a vision that is shared with potential employees during the interview process. Ruby Swan has worked at HomeBank for 6 years.
The gentleman who was hiring me, Dr. Lopez, at the time, he said, you know, you may be in a meeting and you might hear that we've been asked, you know, to bow our heads, you know, for a word of prayer if you pray. Or you might hear someone saying, you know, we thank God for the sales or something like that. We may just hear comments like that. Is that going to offend you?
Swan, who works in human resources or the Office of People and Culture, says the faith-based culture at HomeBank was clearly laid out to her before she accepted the job and presented as a choice to take or to leave. Swan says she liked the idea of a faith-friendly environment as an employee, but from the standpoint of an HR professional, she had some concerns.
How do you manage that in our society where we do have to be concerned with, you know, litigation and those kinds of things? How do we manage that in a way to where associates feel that something's not being forced upon them?
That is the challenge many companies who promote religious tolerance in the workplace are dealing with today. According to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, over the past 10 years, the number of religious discrimination complaints has doubled. Those complaints include businesses' failure to accommodate all religious beliefs and workplace proselytizing. Reverend Kenneth Clark heads up Cornell United Religious Work at Cornell University in upstate New York.
For instance, if an employer is a practitioner of a particular faith and may, for instance, send out emails or something like that that are inspirational to company employees, and they may reflect that employer's specific faith beliefs. There have been times in which people who are not practitioners of a faith might find that somewhat problematic.
But not at HomeBank, says Barbara Aiken. In her role as Vice President of Associate Satisfaction, she conducts a yearly employee survey.
2 years ago, we had 10 people out of 1,200 who didn't like the faith-based thing. This year, we had 5 out of 1,400.
Aiken says she doesn't know what those 5 didn't like about the environment, but she says the company is striving to make sure they are inclusive of all beliefs. Some experts predict that workforce conflicts over religion will grow as people from different parts of the world with less familiar religious practices find their way into the American workforce. But while that may create conflict, it's worth it to employees like the ones at HomeBank who say they no longer have to leave the thing that gives them strength at the door, their faith. For NPR News, I'm Leah Fleming.